The Barry Police Service has added 14 new recruits to its roster. The new recruits, many of whom have already served as special constables with Barry Police, took part in a graduation ceremony held today, January 10, at Mapleview Community Church in the city's South End. The new officers spent 12 weeks at the Ontario Police College before returning to the Barry Police Training Unit for additional instruction, which included everything from practical skills, scenario-based learning, de-escalation tactics, as well as tutelage related to human trafficking and racial trauma. This group of new officers, according to police officials, is the largest in the history of the service and has helped to replace the vacancies created following a higher-than-usual number of retirements in recent months. The community can expect to see these new officers on the road and out in the community as of Thursday, January 12, when they are slated to join their frontline platoons, partnered with a coach officer for 12 weeks. During their first day as police officers, the new recruits, who come from a variety of backgrounds, educational experiences and working environments, will spend the day traveling across the city to meet with representatives from a variety of different community organizations and service agencies. Upon returning to headquarters on Fairview Road, the officers will meet Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall and members of council, followed by an open house where they will have the opportunity to meet with community-based support services and agencies. Each officer will have a chance to learn about the services offered by local agencies and how they as police officers can work with each of the partners to support our community. Officers will also learn more about services offered by the police service, such as the Vulnerable Person Registry, Project Lifesaver, the Crisis Outreach and Support Team, COAST, and the Mobile Crisis Response Team, MCRT, as well as several internal volunteer opportunities such as the Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Committee, the Special Olympics Committee, and the Peer Support Team. All 14 of the recruits reportedly already give back to their communities through extensive volunteer work, ranging from organizing food drives, providing moving services to women and children fleeing abuse, coaching soccer for the Community Living Association and Special Olympics, and serving as a volunteer firefighter. But the one thing they all have in common, according to officials, is their commitment to the community and the people of Barrie.